Close enough.
This week in the Wicked Wardrobe, I am having a chat with somebody that I kind of know, but I don't know, but I kind of do. It's, and I'm very excited at that prospect. So welcome. Now I need to make sure I'm pronouncing this correctly. Is it Nyan Neko? Nyan?
Nyan Neko.
Lovely. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Hi. How are you? How are you going?
Good. I am good.
So for the purposes of today, how would you like me to say your, like, the full Nyan Neko? Do you go by any other type, any sort of reduction of that, or what works for you?
I can go by a lot of stuff. So the main reason why I don't correct people with pronunciation is just to get them to nya, like a neko, like a cat.
Right.
But I can go by Sophie as well.
Oh, hi. Hi, Sophie.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Lovely. So as I mentioned, I asked Sophie to come, see if she was available to come and have a chat with me, partly because I've been fortunate enough to know some of your content, and also because you were requested on my little anonymous Google form.
So really?
You were indeed. So which kind of prompted me to go, oh, that's right. Because I do have a list of people, but I'm really interested to know, you know, what the community, or who the community would like to go behind the mic or the Mac or the, and learn more about. So can you tell people who may not be aware of your contribution what you do in the erotic and non-erotic space?
So I started out writing erotic scripts. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember how I started exactly. But as far as my voicing stuffs, it's mostly Safe for Work.
Okay.
Mostly.
Yeah. Okay. So you record as well as write?
Yes.
Ah, brilliant. Brilliant. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I've only encountered your written content. So
most of my written is on Reddit.
Okay.
And then my audios are more on Pillow Talk and now on YouTube as well.
Lovely. All right. So how did you get started in this space, in the ecosystem? Shout out to Fairy Princess Lucy. there's your royalty. How did you come to know this space, and how did you get started?
So I was on YouTube and I found basically Not Safe for Work Japanese role play audios.
Yeah.
Which apparently are very big. And so I went from that to finding like an English VA that led to his SoundCloud. And then I heard a bunch of verifications for GWA, and I was not familiar with Reddit at all.
Right.
So like all of that was new. And I think at the time, my laptop had just gotten stolen. So I was on my phone for like listening to this for the first time. And so I was like, writing scripts is a thing. So I wrote it out by hand. And I typed it up on my phone.
Oh my goodness.
And posted it on Reddit through my phone for like the first couple scripts.
We're committed. Okay. So you were a listener when you came upon this space, and then decided, well, you know, did you contribute your script to what was your motivation for that? Was it for creative purposes, or?
It was, yeah. I started out writing fan fiction like eons ago. And just kind of didn't write for a really long time. So excuse the car. Wow.
Oh, we're good. See, this is real life, people. This is what this is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Going from like something to hold my interest. So I think the short form script, like short story form was very appealing to me. And writing dialogue has just gotten really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a writing background or a previous experience with writing?
I wish. Yeah. I do not. No, okay. not professionally or with studies or anything other than writing papers, but I don't think that counts really.
The have to of study, right?
Right.
So how was the response to your initial script offers?
It was good.
Yeah.
Actually, someone recently filled it again, or like one of the really early ones, which was really like, oh my goodness, I forgot about this.
Yeah. Was that kind of nice to think, oh, someone's actually sort of delved that far back into my archives? And
right. Yeah. And it's interesting to see how the style has changed or how my interests have changed since then.
Yeah.
And I guess just remembering what I used to write about and how I wrote about it.
Right. What's the timeline with that? It's like, how long ago did you first offer a script?
3 years ago.
Right.
I think.
Right.
Yeah.
And in hearing that again, does it sort of refresh your memory about that time, or perhaps that, I guess, as a creative outlet about what was going on in your life at that time, to sort of teleport you back there at all?
It does.
Yeah.
Writing out scripts by hand. Yep.
Yeah. Wow.
But I think because I was so new to the community as well, the first couple scripts were very vanilla, I suppose. But it's maybe something I'm trying to get back to as far as like being realistic and immersive,
right,
rather than like a really developed universe per se.
Yeah.
Those are fun as well. So
so your initial output was vanilla, kind of what, like slice of life?
Yep.
BFE, GFE.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Role.
Slice of life is definitely my thing.
Yeah. And so your content and what you chose to write about, did that, obviously that evolved, and did your sources of inspiration change once you discovered the space, and you know, were you introduced to new, I don't know, ideas and thoughts and topics and scenes?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. So many things.
Yeah.
I would say if you look through my scripts chronologically, you can kind of see my discoveries along the way.
Yeah.
For example, soon after posting one or two scripts, I got into a conversation with like someone introduced me to kind of like the whole explanation of what an M sub was.
Right.
So I wrote a script in response to that, in like very slice of life way.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was really interesting because I wasn't really familiar with DOMs and subs, like in specificity,
yes.
If that's a word.
Yep, that is, yeah, okay.
And so one of the points that they brought up was that a sub, even though they're supposed to be like more obedient and all of that, they actually hold a bit more power in the dynamic because they control only as far as M Dom or F Dom or Dom in general will go.
Yes.
And I hadn't thought about it like that before because I wasn't familiar.
Yeah. It's an interesting dynamic or realization about that dynamic. And coming to know that actually, whilst one partner is submissive, the power really does rest with them,
right,
in terms, because if the sub don't wanna, sub not gonna,
yeah,
so at times has the power to not, I guess. Wow, so that was you reflected that in your writing, then you sort of took that knowledge on and and credit. Wow, okay.
Yeah, the script I wrote in response to that was like a first meeting situation and then working things out.
All right, about how that was going to look and play out for the script. Okay. I think So from there, your in terms of your sources of inspiration, do you take from the space itself? Like, do you see other scripts or other audios or from within the space, or do you source, impetus or what is like? Do you have a muse? How do you create these or come up with these ideas? I just think this is fascinating to know.
A lot of it comes from, like, it'll just be a thought from an audio where it could lead to like a universe setup, or it could be a discussion with another writer about their story, and then it's like, oh, but I could go in this direction. Or I've pulled from like my really old fan fiction. And kind of like parsed it in a way where it's just like a moment with characters that I still have in the back of my mind.
From my everyday life, having a moment and just think, oh, that could be a script.
Do you know what I mean? Could be a script.
I'm constantly sort of writing down these prompts that sort of appear in my mind, but fleshing something out fully is, look, I'm not going to lie, most of them are shit posts, but you know, that I just like, just find amusing.
They are needed in the community.
Oh, yes, please. I'm an advocate. I'm here for it. I really am. Yes. If you're listening and you're a writer, please, please write the shit. We want the shit, please, to post. Please. Have you written shit posts?
Oh, not for a really long time. Yeah. I was part of a collab maybe two years ago with a lot of content creators that are no longer part of the community. But it was like a whole show, so to speak. So like skits and little advertisements between skits. I think we did like three or four episodes. One for Halloween and one for it was I took on that project as far as like delegating and getting people to edit and all of that stuff.
So more the production side of things?
Yeah, more the production side of things and editing. And that was fun in itself, but then it kind of made sense because I was unemployed at the time and I needed something to fill my time. But yeah, that was the only shitposty stuff that I've done. Well, if you're talking about like really shitposty. And the only collab-ish things really. Okay. I think so. Yeah.
Well, 3 years is a long time in the space. There's not many creators that, and you will have heard if you've listened, that there aren't many creators that I've talked to who have been here longer than 2 years. Probably count them on my hand, off the top of my head. Mm-hmm. But it's quite something to remain and to remain active in the space. So.
Yeah, I did take a break. I started back up around 9 months ago. Before that, I had a baby, so.
Oh, yay. Okay,
It was I needed to take a break from being online. And it was a process to come back and
was it?
To find myself creatively again, too.
Yeah, did you miss it? Did you?
I missed feeling like myself, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does, very much so,
Yeah, but in talking, in like reconnecting and connecting with new people in the last 9 months, it's really like reconnected myself with my creative self and also my confidence too, I think, as a person.
That's really cool that the community can provide that sense of encouragement and support foster your creativity and help you find your mojo again, you know? I can imagine after taking a break and possibly re-identifying yourself now as a parent that that writes and contributes mm-hmm. to this particular space. Mm-hmm. That's quite a journey, I would imagine.
It's been a wild ride.
Yeah. Was it strange to come back? And you mentioned, you know, that a lot of the creators that you previously worked with or mm-hmm. interacted with, they're no longer in the space. Is that strange? I wonder.
It is. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I do understand that real life happens, yeah, and it's sad to see people go, but I understand.
Yeah.
And I wish them all the best. Mm. And if we bump into each other in the future, maybe under a different name or something, then sure, why not? But yeah, it's been interesting to see who has stuck around.
Yeah.
And even if I haven't really interacted with them, it's like, oh, there's a familiar name.
Yeah. It's
when I'm scrolling through Reddit now, I look for names, not necessarily for titles.
Well, I guess if you'd had, you know, a solid couple of years at it, and mm-hmm. yeah, and then did you notice a change in the atmosphere or the actual community itself, given, you know, how long was your break roughly?
I can't remember.
Yeah, I know, I get it. Baby brain, all good.
It carries on.
Yeah, just like, it's like, what life did you have prior to? Just like, what did I do with my time?
Right.
Yeah, I wonder if the space has changed. I mean, I've seen a significant change over the last last 2 years. But yeah, did you notice?
I'm trying to remember to like how I kind of got more involved with the community and mm-hmm. started chatting with people. Honestly, I think it was just it comes down to like my willingness to reach out to people.
Yeah. Because that can be scary.
Right.
That can be, you know, you're vulnerable to a certain extent.
You go, right.
Hey, won't be my friend. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think I just so happened to reach out to people who also joined around the same time. So like it was just like a bunch of us all journeying at the same time.
Yeah.
But from then to now, of course there have been many changes and many things going on. I don't know that I've really been perceptive to a lot of that.
Sure.
I'm not on Twitter or anything. Yeah. I'm not really.
It's not a bad thing, not at all. In actual fact, I think it's a good thing, but that's mm-hmm. my personal opinion. So moving on from writing, you mentioned you record mm-hmm. as well. Was that something mm-hmm. you did from the get-go, or is it something you just one day went, you know what, I'm going to record something?
So that decision kind of came around the same time I decided to stream on Twitch under a different username,
mm-hmm.
Because real life people knew about my Twitch but not about my Reddit.
Right.
And so having that live platform alongside with recording was interesting.
Right.
But I think it kind of broke the ice to get me to get comfortable recording.
Sure. Actually, that's interesting you should say. I was chatting to a long-term VA in the space earlier today, and they said exactly that with the advent of live streaming and mm-hmm. platforms like Twitch, that it's much more accessible. It's easy to sort of transition. And they said they had noticed that, you know, the gamer community sort of transitioning into VA work and or spaces that traditionally may not have had such easy access to, or, you know, obviously the audio setup, the hardware, all of that sort of thing, the equipment, not as easy. But now it just mm-hmm. seems like, I don't know.
Right.
It's, yeah, it's just much easier to make that.
Yeah. It's, decision. Yeah, so I was part of the ASMR community
Right.
on Twitch, kind of just when it was starting out too.
Right.
So much has changed. I honestly
Really?
don't think I will go back.
How do you mean? What have you observed? What changes have you observed?
There's a lot of, well, I mean, Twitch drama and policies in itself have changed a lot as they've
Okay.
had to.
Right.
I again have not really kept up with all the details and hot tub
Sure.
incidences and things like that.
Oh dear. Okay, yeah, right. I got you.
But like as far as the ASMR community, it just kind of blew up.
Right.
For me personally, like especially now, I only have so much time and energy to devote to things. But also emotional energy too. I found I have like a capacity that I can't, like I have to take care of that.
Yeah, self-preservation, right? And within this space, and if you get into the social aspect of it and the community side of things, you do need to be mindful of, just like for me, I've only got a certain amount of bandwidth, right? It's like, oh, I can't, so I don't. I just, and generally as a rule, I don't like have a very low social profile in terms of collaborating and working with other community members. That's different. But yeah, like you say, in the potential, I don't know, the drama and to a certain amount of toxicity that goes on. It's going to happen, right? In any sort of social setting where you get a group of people together, particularly if you're going to talk about the naughty stuff, then
And
yeah.
I think that was with Twitch, like as much as I wanted to keep things like 18 plus, you would always get those minors, and it's just like, I am how many years older than you? I don't want to talk about graduating high school.
It's not on my radar anymore. Been there,
It's
done
like,
that, moved on.
yep, good luck. That's all I can offer. But yeah, with I suppose with how I'm doing things now, I'm a lot more comfortable with like I feel like I have a bit more control over my audience reach, if that makes sense, as far as everyone being adults, which is ideally what I would like them to be.
And how do you manage that? What is that control that you have?
So I kind of depend on like if you're going to be on the subreddits that I post to, then you should be 18 plus. But then that's also like why I limit my audios to fairly tame and safe for work. Especially for YouTube too, because that's a whole other
Obviously,
thing.
yeah. Oh God, I'm just starting out in YouTube, and I was like, I've already had two warnings. I was like, oh damn it, that's right, that's not allowed. And just trying to get my head around what is, I don't know, what is acceptable and what is accepted by YouTube. But then, I see other creators on there just getting all up in the spicy stuff. I'm just like, how come? How come that's still there? How come that's not been reported
But
or flagged or
it's
removed?
only going to be a matter of time, though, for them, unfortunately.
That's actually something I wanted to touch on because, again, in what's sort of been happening in the space, and generally, I don't generally discuss the sort of the social issues that go on, but I feel as a writer, I and feel free to go, yeah, no, I don't want to talk about that, or I'm gonna keep that to myself. The whole the issue of content theft and your work, your creations being misappropriated by other creators, whether they be behind a paywall or for a platform that has some sort of revenue generation, whether it be through ads or clicks or whatever. What's your sort of, like, have you experienced that at all?
I like in passing a little bit. If we're talking about audio specifically, I have very strong feelings about stealing audios and like claiming audios as your own. That's like an absolute no, because
Yeah, that's
your
another
voice
level,
is very
right?
distinctive. But if we're talking about script writing, Again, I kind of like most of my scripts are not safe for work, so I kind of take comfort in the fact that they will stay on not safe for work platforms, though I haven't specified Reddit only.
Is that your preference?
I've unfortunately had to stop caring what happens to my scripts.
Again, maybe emotional bandwidth.
Just
the energy that it would require to
follow up
with that, should it happen.
Right. It's just like, if you want that, sure, go ahead. I wish you all the best. I will write something better, almost, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I do wonder, and I know each writer, each VA has their own sort of stance on that, but I'm just seeing it becoming a real issue, a real social issue within the community, which is such a shame, particularly as it's, you know, in some circumstances, creators taking other creators' work, whether it's to claim for their own or to use for profitable means.
That's kind of happened to one of my scripts.
Has it? Now? Shame.
I won't.
But yeah, and the reality of that is, I guess, people are going to do what people are going to do.
Right.
Right.
And they're going to be unapologetic about it and carry on.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. So it's just for a creator, you just got to do what you want and create for yourself. And like if other people imposing on your ideas is going to stop you, then that's unfortunate, I think.
Yeah. I guess then you have to sort of do this kind of, well, review the situation, remind myself why I'm here in this space and doing what I'm doing, and then reset and just go, okay, well, I can continue or not, and just let it go. Right. It's out there in the ether. Mm-hmm. Let it go.
Well, and there are also, like, there are so many options too, like commission writing or not necessarily commission writing for like monetary means, but like if you have the opportunity to write for a specific voice, then it could be like an exclusive sort of thing. I don't know, just ideas.
I mean, it's something that I write scripts for myself, like for commissioned audios, and I have often thought, sort of time wise, I would love to commission a writer to do that for me, so I can just do the microphone stuff, you know.
I'm not sure what your commission rates are based on, if it's based on like audio length or like editing and idea brainstorming time. I think putting a price on your creative work is one of the most difficult things to do.
Absolutely. I agree. And in terms of I have commissioned writers in the past, and I've always struggled with the, well, is this enough what I'm paying them? They've said it's this amount. I'm happy to pay that. But is this really enough for what they're doing? Because I understand, I believe, from my personal perspective, that script writing is, you know, far more arduous and time consuming than, you know, the actual speaking of the words, you know, and same goes with editing. I'm slowly dabbling into editing myself. For collabs. Good God.
It's a lot of, you record for 10 minutes, you edit for like 5 days.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and that's just editing, you know, for me. That's
an
additional cost for anyone commissioning that work.
Right.
But, yeah, I've taken on some editing of collabs, and it's like, oh, I'm a masochist. Clearly, that was just, What was I thinking? But it pushes me. It pushes me, and I love that growth that is happening. Look, at the time when I'm 6 hours in and wanting to throw my Mac, no. It's just, why did I say I'd do this? Essentially free audio porn. Really? Come on.
It's a learning experience.
Growth. But yeah, I admire scriptwriters so much and editors so very much for the contribution that they make to this space, often without the acknowledgement and recognition that for me it's very much a symbiotic relationship that I have, because 99% of my work is that's publicly available are scripts. And I feel quite privileged to say other people's words, you know. How does that, being on both sides of it, being recording and writing, do you record your own scripts? Or have you?
Most of my scripts are M4. No.
But in terms of like, for the scripts for what you record, have you written them yourself, or are you using other people's content, other scriptwriters?
I'm using other people's content. I look specifically for ones that are okay with monetization, because I will be posting it on YouTube.
Yep.
And I do improv a few of them if I have like an idea fleshed out. That in itself is like, oh, my brain, why?
I need to get it out.
Yeah, no, but also like there are so many awkward pauses when I'm recording in improv, and it's those are fun to edit.
fun. We're putting air quotes around the word fun. I just did that to myself, like you can see me. Oh God. with your process, and what does that look like in terms of, say, if we could talk about writing first. Is there a general sort of timeline or period of time that a script would take you? Do you have a typical sort of length or
So I think my scripts have progressively gotten longer and more complicated with rules that I just set for myself for no apparent reason. one of my most recent scripts, I've had this idea for like 3 years.
Wow.
As far as the universe goes. So so it is an AA for A.
Oh.
But also A for A. So each of the A's can stand alone by itself like a typical audio. It can also be a radio drama with two voices. And it's also like either gender, so you choose either a captain or a doctor in a sci-fi universe.
Oh, okay.
And it's exciting. Like slice of life and romantic and emotional and all that stuff that I usually write. So
is this still in the works, or you finished it?
It's posted.
That is exciting. I just posted a radio play for the first time this morning. I've never done one before. I'm loving the whole concept of it.
Yeah, it's
and the genre.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was very excited to see the GWA or GW narrative subreddit pop up.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm very excited.
I think POV, shout out POV. It's something that we had discussed in a collaborative server we're in together.
Right.
And I know that they had sort of posted on Backstage, and it just kept coming up again and again and again. Oh my God, I love a narrative. Oh, I love a narrative. I love writing a narrative. I love speaking a narrative. And there just didn't seem to be a place for a narrative or radio play or, you know, the like. So I have a handful that I've recorded that you know, they don't get the profile or the exposure, but for me it's the personal satisfaction I get out of recording something like that. And it's partly why I started my very little YouTube, which I'm excited about once I get my head around the rules again.
They keep changing.
Oh, do they? Oh, God.
Or, well, I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I take it so personally when I get that notification. It's like, you've got a warning. I was like, no!
Yeah.
You know, it goes back to, I'm a good girl. I'm a good girl. But that probably just speaks to me personally. revealing a lot now. But yes, I enjoy reading. I post readings on my little YouTube. But very excited to see GW narrative.
Yes.
So thank you, Ryan and POV, for doing that. And creating that space for the love of the narrative. But I'm excited for your AA for A, Anita. Did you post it on narrative?
Well, it's not really. Do radio plays count as a narrative?
The one that I just filled does. And that's where I found it. It's one of Ryan's scripts. And that's where I posted it.
Perfect. I will read the rules for the sub-range again.
Yeah, that's a lovely burgeoning community that I'm very happy to be a very small part of. So you've just finished this project and your scripts are getting longer. With regards to, I want to ask about the writing of the sex. Because I work closely with a couple of particular writers, and one that's created a series, and I have said to them, oh, four orgasms, I can't do it.
there is a limit. Physical limits.
Like the physiology is
right.
No, just but and I don't read before I record, so it's like I'll get through, I don't know, number three, and then it's like I'm at the point where I'm going to fall off my stool in the Wicked Wardrobe.
Oh no.
I'm getting lightheaded and I need to open the door. I need to stop and hydrate and just like take a moment. But yeah, with that and the process of writing that, I would believe, is a skill in itself to be able to articulate.
Yeah, it's a lot
scene.
Of it's very, very tempting to just write improv, orgasm, and then
yes.
the end, which I hate.
Can I say I am working on a script at the moment where there are three sex scenes in it. It's a collab, and the only direction we have is blowjob. Go for it, you know. And there's nothing. There's no direction. There's no script. No detail at all. It's just scene one, blowjob. Scene two. Second blowjob. You know, I was just like, Jesus, I chose a script because I can't improv. Or I struggle to improv. It's like, please give me the words.
Right.
Give me the direction.
I think with a couple scripts I've had, like when it comes to the sex moment, I have like optional lines and lines.
Oh, I love
listed,
that.
But then it doesn't really become optional when you're like in the middle of reading it. You just read it all anyways, which is fine.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think. I do struggle a lot with writing the sex.
Yeah.
Because like build up is great, but once it gets to, because you're dealing with like body positions and it's just
the
like,
moving parts, right? I've stopped in a recording in a collab. Actually, before we even started recording, there were four of us. And I went, hang on, that leg can't be there because that person's on the bed. So that's what? That's like, they can't come from behind because they're up against a wall.
Yeah. Like the
physical.
Spine,
yeah.
The spine doesn't bend that way, unfortunately.
Hang on, that part's in the mouth. That's not working.
They have to talk through this.
Can't talk if your mouth's full. That's rude. yeah, I am in awe of writers who write the direction for right. that, because now I'm faced with it myself of having to put yeah. some sort of direction into this particular project, thinking, oh.
yeah.
You know,
a lot of filler that I use for mm-hmm. for those moments are figuring things out, like mm. a lot of check-ins and yeah. like or moments of pain, and you have uh-huh. to stop and then like readjust, and that's yeah. an opportunity to explain where you want the other person or right. where you want to move and, yeah. and things like that.
okay
just to make it a bit more realistic.
Well, that's it. And it needs to be, because we're all forming these, for the lack of the visual, we're all forming these mental images, right?
Right.
It's being presented to us in an oral form, so mm-hmm. an auditory form. Mm-hmm. We need to have the directions clear mm-hmm. For, you know, what leg goes where and yep. where I'm picturing it in my mind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sophie, with your output, do you have are you kind of once a week? Are you once a month in terms of your writing?
Oh, a schedule should be a good idea for writing. My plan right now is to chip away at my really old ideas, the three-year-old idea yeah. script. Yeah, I think the one I posted before then was Writer's Block, which was the Writer Appreciation Month, uh-huh. which just so yeah. happened to be what I was working on.
Okay. So with that, with regards to your recording, do you have any, not a schedule, but is there a typical, I don't know, number, or do you just, what prompts your recording and the frequency of it?
With recording, because of YouTube and YouTube loving regular content, I post once a week.
Okay.
That's okay. about all I can muster right now. But I do yeah. kind of like batch record. So I'll have yep. like, I'll record every 2 weeks almost.
Okay.
And like record at least two audios and sure. get those like out of the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you noticed, with regards to what you record and you write, has that changed? Like, has that been influenced at all by what you personally enjoy consuming? And in that fact, do you listen? Do you read other people's scripts? Do you? Yeah.
I'd say I read more than I listen. Mm-hmm. I would like to listen more, but. Yeah. Time
real
again.
Life yeah
right yeah alone time
yes
especially
yes
but yeah I do quite a bit of reading
and does that influence what you then go on to create in some part? I know you mentioned touched on it briefly, but
a little bit,
yeah. Has it changed over the 3 years, what you enjoy, what you know?
Oh yeah, consume? Definitely. Yeah. I can't really specify
yeah,
much.
No. Yeah. But has changed. Has it broadened your horizons, or have you delved into things that perhaps 3 years ago you wouldn't have?
Yes.
You wouldn't
along
have chosen
with
to?
Learning a lot of new things as yeah. well.
Yeah.
That there's so many things out there.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of moments of like, oh, that's a thing. That's okay. interesting.
Yeah. Has any of it surprised you that it
yes.
appeals to you?
Yes. In yeah. a really weird way. But
yeah.
Okay, for example, okay. pet
yeah,
names.
Example. Oh, yes.
And mm-hmm. yeah. I don't really do pet names myself. Mm-hmm. My sister and her partner, they do.
Right.
And it's just so bizarre to me because my parents didn't at all.
Okay.
Not
publicly,
but
you mean?
Like I find yes.
The two of them. Yep, okay.
Right. So for audios, at least the ones I listen to, there's certain pet names I look for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all searching the tags, right?
That's only
what we base
right,
our choices
right, exactly.
On.
That yeah. that's only That's the only thing that comes to mind.
Yeah. I personally, yes, have discovered quite a few things about myself and my preferences and what things that I never would have. I would have just kept on scrolling and just went, oh, I'll give that a go.
Right.
And trying to broaden my my range of content, both for what I choose to record, but also what I choose to listen to. I listened to a particular audio back in December, which normally would have been when I would have just kept on scrolling.
And what caught your eye?
I'm so glad I did. I don't even know. Let me just have a quick, and I'm not, I just think, can I say it? I'm just like, well, yeah, it's my thing. Yeah, I'm going to say it. And I think I've referenced it before. Death's Void by Tina, T_Nam. And the second one of that has just in that series, shall we say, has just been posted by Blue Jay Audio, who recorded the first one. And normally that would not catch my eye. It's like, nah, it's not my thing. I don't really go in for anything sort of character based. I'm much more slice of life for what I personally enjoy. Having said that, I don't listen to a lot of stuff. I'm just going to have a look at the tags and think, what is it that stood out about that particular script? I'm looking at where are we? bear with me. We're at Death's Void. You know what it is for me? Praise.
Oh, yeah.
Praise. Yeah. and sorry, good girl. That's not like that. just like just yeah. That'll do it to me. The tag. So I just thought, I'll give it a go. But even the title for me, normally I was like, I don't want anything to do with that. I don't want to think about that. But if you haven't listened to it, if that's those sort of things appeal to you, I would highly recommend it. I was very impressed with the delivery of it, but the language of it. And I know I've said to Tina directly, it's had a real world impact on me, that particular script and that particular audio. I think about it differently now, but like, how powerful are words, right?
Right.
To be able to do that, to teleport you, or to even influence how you think about something, I think that's really that's quite magical.
On that note, have you gotten any messages from listeners that have been like, "Oh my God, your audio changed my life," or like in that same vein?
Yes, I have actually, yeah, and I feel it's an immense privilege for somebody to put me in their ears. I was like, what? because it's always a bit of a crapshoot, you never know. but like Death's Void was for me, I just thought, I'll give it a go. I've got nothing to lose. I can always hit stop. But yeah, I have had a couple. Actually, just recently I had one, a message from somebody who'd said they were working through something with their therapist. And part of their process was to acknowledge the people that had helped them in some way or created some sort of level of connection or self-realization or some sort of therapeutic benefit. And I just thought, oh my God, I'm not a therapist.
It's just like, not licensed.
No, it's like, I will listen. I'm happy to listen to you, but I'm not a qualified professional. But I make the audios and people seem to like them, or a handful of people like them. And I'm just, I feel very privileged that if somebody would choose to listen. So, yeah, do you feel that way when people pick up your script and record it and you get a feel of it?
I'd say so.
we're so spoiled as primarily a VA in this space, me, again, use that term loosely. I I just, oh man, script writers far out. I'm in absolute awe, and I just want to, we're not worthy, sort of approach to it, because you don't get the recognition, but also just we are so spoiled for choice.
Right. Yeah.
And to be able for people to learn things about themselves or discover things about themselves, like, wow. And for free,
Yeah.
primarily,
That's well, that's the beauty of art, I suppose.
Yes, very much so. Do you find it a cathartic process to record and to write? Does it give you that sense of fulfillment and satisfaction?
It does, very much
Yeah.
so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it I guess it ties into, especially with recording and writing, it ties into the thought of being heard as a person,
Yeah.
and creatively too. So it's very fulfilling.
And to get comments and feedback and messages of support and encouragement,
Yes.
and wow, how incredibly validating.
It yes,
Yeah.
very, very, very much so. And I don't do well with compliments either.
Oh,
So
hello.
it's
I'm
just like
high-fiving you right now. Yeah, I'd struggle. I'm really
it's like
struggling.
I want the validation, but not the compliments so much. Please tone down
Yeah,
the
just I'm just gonna be here in the corner.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Someone said to me recently, "When are you just going to accept that people like your stuff?" And I said, "Look, I accept it, but the compliments." I'm just like,
Yeah.
"Oh, I struggle with I don't," and that's a lifelong belief system of mine. That's a
Right. Yeah.
personal thing for me. I'm sure
Right.
it is for many people.
On that note, I really love that you're doing these podcasts but not
Ah.
podcast things, and I
Oh
appreciate
my God, here comes the praise. I can't even. Oh God,
you.
thank you. Thank
Take
you.
the
Okay, I'm back at you with the
compliments.
script of yours that I did a collab of
I
recently
loved
with
it.
Blue Jay Audio. And actually that's how I met them, through that particular audio. And look, here we are, I don't know, 4 months later, we're doing a
Has it
collab
been
together.
4 months?
Yeah, since Death's Void. When was that? Beginning of December, I think, off the top of my head. So yeah, but how wonderful that is, it can bring creators together. Something that I could have so easily, it's a bit of a sliding doors moment as far as I'm concerned. I could have easily scrolled past that and then not, sort of, made a connection with them and just thought, hey, you want to record something together? And then to find your script, the Come to Bed,
From
just like,
so long ago.
well, it's something I love doing, is really deep diving into a script writer's archive, if it's still there. Like, hello, paste bin, script bin, all of you. In the purge that happened, I hate hitting that link and it going, not found. It's like, oh God, no, I need it. And we'll often message the writer, say, hey, do you have a copy of that anywhere, maybe? Because they need to speak the words. Yeah, I loved that. And I this is what else I loved about that one in particular, is that you offered both a safe for work and a not safe for work option, which it's so versatile, which I love, that whole what you've done with the AA for A,
It that
the
was
versatility of it.
yeah, it's like catering to any and all possibilities, because I'm also thinking from like what I would be comfortable voicing as well. So to offer that option
Wow.
for people.
And to do that, I mean, that again, writing a script that doesn't specify, say, genitalia,
Yeah.
that can be like, you cut
That
down on
was
your options there quite
Right.
significantly.
Yeah, it was tricky.
That's so skillful, I think. I think it's quite remarkable
Thank you.
that, yeah, I mean, and I'm always interested as to, I've done some, a handful of 4A, F4A content, and for me, the true mark of quite brilliance, I think, is just I didn't even realize I wasn't
right
speaking to a direct audience, right? A particular audience.
Right, right, yeah.
And I was like, wow, that's great. That's mm-hmm. really what thrills me. Wow. Oh, Sophie, this has been really enlightening. And before we hit the record button today, Sophie mentioned that she listens to me in a lunch break. Well, these, not me, these gimmies in a lunch break. So thank you for being a listener and thank you for being a creator and thank you for sharing your work. And so, I don't know, it just seems so generous to me. But like you say, you know, it's art and
it is.
There is a catharsis within everything that is offered. You just got to let it go, put it out there and, you know.
Yep. Got to move on to the next big thing.
Next. Right? Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm glad you've found your creativity again and after a hiatus. And I really look forward to what comes next. But also I also like taking, you know, looking back at what came before. So
yes.
Thank you so much, Sophie.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. And now I know, so Nyan Neko, is that right?
Nyan Neko.
Got it. Nailed it. Good. Okay, I will remember that now because I am not averse to that. I'm not really aware of the whole Neko concept, but I'm learning.
Yeah, it's I kind of chose that user. I wish I could change it.
Oh, do you?
It was kind of like this name's already chosen, so I'll just add more vowels and see what happens.
Yeah, I often wonder the way I spell fairy, like so the Gaelic Celtic version. It's just like I know that trips some people up at times. It's just like is what it is. You'll find me if you search hard enough. So yes, Nyan Neko, they will find if they search hard enough. But it would come up anyway, wouldn't it? If it's missing one of the
I would assume
I don't
so.
Know. Yeah.
Well. I'm only on Reddit and YouTube and Patreon. Okay. So if you find me somewhere else, it's not me.
Okay, good to know. Yeah. So with that, can you just remind, so people can find you on Reddit, on YouTube, under Nyan Neko, the same. Okay, and you have a Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Yes, I do.
Wonderful. Okay, I can put links in the, if you're listening to this, get in my ears. Oh, no, it's the least I can do. Get it out there. You know,
thank you.
So...
There's not much on there, but.
Oh, you know, we all start somewhere, right? It allows people to support you in some way and helps you continue to create, then I'm all for it. Yeah, I'll shout it out. Very good. All right, Sophie, thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you in the wild.
Thanks for having me.